Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Are we supposed to be here, or like, is the show over? This time thing's confusing me. I don't know what's going on. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Hopefully you're well rested and feeling wonderful this fine, fine morning. It is Monday, November the 5th. Oh my goodness. Okay. Liv the Web Girl filling in for a wonderful Alex who's in Cabo enjoying her vacation. Gosh, I wish I was there. How was your weekend? What's going on?
I slept so much. Like, I slept until 12 o'clock one day and then 1 o'clock the other day. Like, I just slept and slept and slept and slept. And then last night, Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, we actually, his parents like own dance studios in Indianapolis.
Dang.
And so they had like a showcase last night. And so we went there and got a free meal. And I'm just saying sorry to you guys now because I did have dairy.
No. Oh my
and
gosh.
And I had gluten as well, which I'm intolerant to both. So it's bad news bears for us this morning. I'm sorry. But.
All
okay,
morning.
Come on. No. Okay. So
it's not me. You stop.
Stop. But yeah. Also, I realize I'm a really cool girlfriend. Like, I think I'm a really good girlfriend.
Cool girlfriend.
So my boyfriend used to work at these dance studios, so he knows practically everyone there. Mind you, I don't know any of these people at all. And so many times he would just disappear and I wouldn't see him and I would be like left alone at this like event where like I didn't know anyone. And I'm just like a cool girlfriend that like I didn't even care and I could like mind being on my own and fend for myself. And I made some friends by myself and just let him do his thing.
I kind of wonder after hearing all this, maybe the reason he left you alone.
Hey, you know what I mean? No, stop. Stop. He doesn't know about that. He doesn't know about that. Garrett, how's your weekend?
It was good, but I mean, quick question for you. Shouldn't all that stuff be out of your system by now?
Yeah, like what's going on?
No, it was last night. Are you joking? It takes did you guys not know this? It takes 3 to 4 days for it to get fully out of your system. You might have digested it already, but that doesn't mean that it's fully out of your system. You guys need to read up on some nutrition.
Great.
Clearly.
Okay, thank you there.
Anyways, my weekend was good. I had something stolen from me.
What?
Yeah, I was really excited because it was my first time getting on one of those bird scooters.
Yes.
And I mean, there's a whole bunch of things they don't tell you about that. Like, so I took one, right, from my apartment downtown to B-Dubs downtown yesterday.
Yes.
I get there, I park it, like, right next to the door. Uh-huh. I get out, and it's gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those
oh, yeah.
things.
Someone
things,
stole it. Well, that was mine.
I don't think they stole it. They just took your ride.
Yeah, I think that that's normal. Also, the fact that to downtown you went to B-Dubs out of all of the restaurants there are and well, all the cool like indie-specific places there are and you
well,
go to B-Dubs.
I don't know. I've been here for a week and I knew I wanted a $5 burger, $5 beer, and wanted to watch football.
All
so
right.
Where do you go? B-Dubs.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I would have went with the Wings, but that's just me personally.
And then they it was raining, so like, I wish I would have taken my car because it was raining. And then
so did you
I
have
had
to
walk to find another one.
Like, but were they fun? Because I still haven't done it yet.
You haven't?
No, Liv, don't do it because you crash cars. I don't want to imagine one of those.
Yeah, you would die. It was a lot of fun. Anyways, Joe, how was your weekend?
You know, it was good. Oh my gosh. Like, I am such a bad husband. My wife wanted to go to kind of like a pumpkin patch and go like see some, get some apple and cider and do all that fall kind of stuff. And we eventually went at like 3:45. We got to the place. They closed at 5. Thankfully, though, like, I forget where it's at. It's in Dansville. But they actually closed the corn maze the week before. I'm like, oh no. Yes. So I didn't have to do that. And then it was just like the greatest thing. Like, because guys, I think most guys, they're better than me, but they don't want to do that either. They're just like good at faking it. I'm terrible at faking it. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
I'm actually jealous. I would have went with her.
Hell no. You could not pay me to do a corn maze. That's literally how every scary movie starts. There's a scene in every scary movie with the corn maze, and I am not into it. Not into it.
I might want to fact check that for every scary movie, but I'd say majority of them bad things do happen. Nothing happens like, hey, I found my parents that I haven't seen in a while. So no, it was a good weekend. We hung out. We did our stuff. And my wife made me get rid of a bunch of stuff. I guess Finish Line, where she works at, they're doing this big collection. And it's kind of cool. They're actually taking the clothing and everything they do there directly and giving it to the homeless. Nothing wrong with other places that they go there and anybody could buy it. But this goes for free to homeless people and the stuff they can't use. I guess they somehow recycle the cloth and for money.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. So I woke up this morning and I seemed like, whoa, we're donating that? Like, my wife took all my stuff. So I might be naked tomorrow when I come into work.
Ooh,
this
nice.
This is all I got. Yes, exactly. Keep in mind, it will be chilly, so there's always that. Coming up today at 8:30, I'm sure Liv the Web Girl will mention it in the garbage, but we've got Ariana Grande tickets. Actually, a chance to win those all week long here on the Joe and Alex Show. So make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Julia Roberts talked about her famous hairy armpit picture from 1999. Julia Roberts spoke to Busy Phillips on her new show about the famous internet picture from the 1999 premiere of her film Notting Hill that showed her unshaven armpit.
Do we have to?
Yes.
I think I just hadn't really calculated my sleeve length and the waving and how those two things would go together and reveal personal things about me. So it wasn't so much a statement as it's just part of the statement I make as a human on the planet.
I feel that so hard.
Wait, are you not shaving your pits?
If you wanted to see them right now, like, I definitely wouldn't want you to take a picture of them. Let's just say that.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Kendall Jenner was seen hanging out with her ex-boyfriend Ben Simmons this weekend, leading to rumors that the two are back together. They were seen getting into a vehicle together after his game, the Philadelphia 76ers game in Los Angeles when they played the Clippers in Philly this past week. And sources say the model and the Sixers star headed to a bowling alley after the game where they celebrated the 76ers win and were seen having fun.
So
whatever that means.
I like to have fun.
Yeah. And then Farrah Abram pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of resisting, delaying, or obstructing a peace officer stemming from her arrest in June in Beverly Hills. The Teen Mom OG star was arrested after she struck a male security officer at the Beverly Hills Hotel in the face with her forearm, grabbed his ear, and pushed him, resulting in minor injury. She pleaded guilty and sentenced to 2 years of summary probation and 5 days of community service or labor. And Abraham was also ordered to complete 12 hours of anger management, which she stated that she's already finished.
No, you didn't say. She's like, I already finished it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I have seen Teen Mom, and if there's one person on that show that needs it, it's her. And Pete Davidson made a joke about having to move back in with his mom and then talks about his breakup with Ariana Grande during the SNL weekend update.
So the midterm elections are obviously a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And after I had to move back in with my mom, I started paying attention to her. And the last thing I will say is, I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is, it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay. She's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please go vote on Tuesday, all right?
That makes my heart so happy. It almost makes me tear up. Like, I am fighting so hard for them to get back together. I've never wanted anyone in my life to get back together more so than these two.
Do you actually think that'll ever happen?
I think that there is hope. I really, truly do.
Liv the Web Girl, the hopeless romantic.
And then coming up next in the next garbage, an hour from now, there is a star that is saying the Me Too movement is very destructive for men. And that is garbage.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Okay, this is something that I wish I could do, but I have absolutely no talent in life. The Shasta Perry Crossing Tree Lighting Performance Contest is going on right now, and this is what you need to do. Post a 60-second or less video of you singing or performing an original holiday tune or material. Mention at Radio Now when you post it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and use the hashtag Shops at Perry Crossing for a chance to perform at the Shops at Perry Crossing annual tree lighting, which is going on Saturday, November 17th, 2018. So that means you, Liv the Web Girl, you cannot perform your classic rendition of Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
What about my rendition of Amazing Grace?
I didn't even know you did that. What does that sound like?
Me and my sister have a rendition of Amazing Grace we sing.
Really?
And it's pretty good.
Well, could I hear that? Maybe they would consider that for the performance.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. It's a pretty... Are you ready for it, though?
Oh, I honestly, Liv, yes. Because I've heard you before, and if you haven't heard Liv, she claims to be one of the best singers in Indy, possibly in Indiana.
I think that's fair.
And I'd say it's a little bit questionable. You're a little pitchy, dog.
What do you mean you're looking for it? Why can't you just perform right now?
Well, do you want me to? But this one has my sister in it, and we're a duet. You know, it's like we're a package deal.
Well, I'm looking at this. I don't know what it says about duets. I'll have to check in the contest rules.
Are
for
duets
that.
Allowed or no? Because I need to know before I
don't
enter
know.
Myself in.
But you're taking a long time to get to this, which
All
makes
right,
me feel like
on.
It's going to be even worse than we imagined.
No, it's pretty good. It's in my family group message, but they're constantly blowing it up and like sending memes and stuff, and so it's like, yeah, you have to dig through.
And now if you're like Liv trying to find a performance, I recommend something newer and fresher, but you have until November 10th, which is this Saturday, to actually get in, so you got to make sure you do that. But if you know somebody too, let them know. This will be their chance to actually get to perform. It's gonna be a really fun time at the annual tree lighting thing Saturday, November 17th at the Shops at Perry Crossing.
She's actually like Google searching, like YouTube.
Oh wait, here
search.
It is.
Okay, so wait, this is going to be a version that you're going to... Hold on, she's going to put the... Oh, this will
this
be great.
This is so
She's putting
awful.
Her phone up to the microphone. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Please make your submissions
no,
sound
so
better
this
than
is
this.
This is so good. We're trying to harmonize.
This is... I don't want to be mean. I've only been here for a week, but it's a joke, right?
Yeah, you're not really trying to pay homage.
No, I am literally, if you see my face, I am being so serious right now.
Well, who's going to tell her? Joe, you going to tell her?
All right, I had to shoot that right there. I had to end that. Please, please turn off. That sounded like, okay.
I can't sing, and I'm pretty sure I can do better than that.
I thought it was pretty good. I also will say that is after, like, a couple of White Claws.
Oh.
So.
Got your White Claw wasted.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you could try to redeem yourself here and give us some Whitney Houston this morning?
Yeah. What's her song again?
It is I Will Always Love You.
Oh, I Will Always. And I will always love you.
You know what? That probably sounds better than most ties.
I actually think that sounds
You didn't
amazing.
Crack as much. Wow. See, there's the bar. It's been set, as they say, very, very, very low. So get more details at RadioNowIndy.com, and hopefully we'll see you at the Shots of Perry Crossing tree lighting performance with Radio Now. 47 after, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. This sad stuff here with drivers hitting kids everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. A man driving a pickup truck, this happened in Wisconsin, veered off the road Saturday morning and hit a group of Girl Scouts and their chaperones. They were picking up trash on the side of the road. Three fourth graders and one adult woman was killed. A fourth girl is in critical condition. Police say the driver fled but later turned himself in. He was like a 21-year-old kid, so they don't know yet if alcohol was involved or he's distracted. But it's just last week...
God.
All these bus incidents with kids getting hit, and now this, just, we got to pay attention when we're behind the wheel. It's not worth that, whatever you're texting or looking at, or it's not worth it. Everybody's life's affected by that.
I will say, I very much so cut down on my texting and driving.
I would hope so.
I like actually almost completely have cut down on it.
I mean, I get to the point now where I try not to even answer a text because I have my navigation up there, and I'll just like, okay, even while I'm at a stop sign, because then once you do it, you get back in that habit of looking at your phone, touching it.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Well, I got this. No, you don't. It's one moment of a mess up, but that's all it takes. I don't get this. This is happened last week for Halloween, but it's kind of really getting a lot of traction now. And I'll put the photo up on the Need to Know News blog. I don't get what they were thinking. Tell me if you've seen this. The superintendent for Middleton School District in Idaho had to issue an apology after photos were shared online of elementary school staffers dressed up as the border wall. Did you see
what?
This? Yeah, it's
oh,
like,
no.
How dumb are you? You're teachers. They came as a group. dressed up as, quote, stereotypical Mexicans, complete with maracas, colorful shawls, and sombreros, and also a cardboard border wall with Make America Great spelled out across the front of the costumes.
These are the future of our children. This is what?
I don't understand. The photo even made it onto the school district's face page. That's not good. And from there, it all went downhill. A petition has started demanding no more racism in Middleton School District. Over 9,000 signatures have been added, and many are calling for the teachers to be fired. A dozen Idaho advocacy groups, including the ACLU of Idaho, also sent a letter to the district noting the impact of such a hostile environment that it can have lasting beyond the classroom or for the students. And then the superintendent had to step in. He said he was deeply troubled by the decision by our staff members to wear those costumes that are clearly insensitive and inappropriate. He apologized, saying, "We are better than this. We embrace all students." Like, how dumb are you?
Hey, how about focus on actually teaching the children something rather than bringing politics into a situation, an environment where politics does not need to be in? These are children. Why are you doing anything that has to do with politics? Teach them how to count. That's annoying.
Yeah, teach them about time change.
Exactly. Teach me about time change.
Yeah, go back to school. Do something.
Are we sure it wasn't the Great Wall of China?
Good point.
Well, that's offensive too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all that. No more walls. This is interesting, and I really actually like this. Let me give you some good stories, okay? This is cool. The regular customers at a donut shop in California have been buying up all the inventory early every day. Why are they doing this? Is it because they want donuts? Well, maybe, but there's another reason why. The owner's wife had an aneurysm, and once he sells out every day, he can go home to be with her. Check this out.
Recently, customers noticed Mr. Chan was working alone. His wife suffered an aneurysm. She survived, but she's weak and in rehab. So every day, once the donuts are sold, he rushes to be with her. Neighbors have rallied, asking everyone to buy a dozen donuts at a time. The story has spread through online newsletters and word of mouth. He tells us he doesn't want a GoFundMe account. Some of the people who've come in here have asked him if they can do that for him. He just wants more precious time with his wife. And he said he really appreciates everyone rallying to help.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I have goosebumps. Oh, so cute.
That's awesome right there. And final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. Ladies, fellas, pay attention. This is important when it comes to that engagement moment. There's a woman in Melbourne, Australia named Diane, and her boyfriend, Jose, surprised by proposing this weekend. Diane's a nurse, so she says her nails are never done. You know, it's one of those jobs where it's like, I don't have time to get my nails done. I'm constantly doing stuff. And, well, she was embarrassed after she got proposed to and not having, you know, like good-looking nails to
right.
put the ring and show it off like all the girls do.
Uh-huh.
So her cousin Jen put on the ring and hand modeled for the picture. And it's funny because you can't tell unless you look at like another photo showing her cousin dipping down like on her knee. And it's just her hand standing in her there. Like she was a hand model. And it's like, wow, beautiful nails right there. And you don't know because, I mean, good thing is her skin tone and everything's pretty similar because that'd be funny. But it's like genius idea.
Oh my gosh. That is absolutely genius. Doing anything for the gram. I get it and I respect it.
You can see the pic right now. It's on the Joe's Need to Know News blog. And you can go check that out. That is Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. If you are a doctor, if you're a nurse, anybody that knows something about the flu shot, like really knows it, not like your personal opinion, 317-239-1009. I would appreciate your input with what we're about to talk about here. My mom was a nurse for 30 years, and I understand from my limited knowledge here, the flu shot's not 100%. You know, if you get it, you're not going to get the flu. But I guess each year they try to put it together, the doctors and the scientists, and they're like, hey, this will be the best thing, hopefully, to handle this year's flu or, like, the strain that's out there. My question is this. Does it actually make you sick? They say it doesn't, but my wife got the flu shot. Guess who's sick? My wife.
Your wife? No way. What's wrong with her?
She's just coughing and she's getting... I mean, it's also the seasonal weather too. But I swear, I haven't gotten a flu shot in 4 years. And I'm not advising that you don't. I think if the doctor says to do it, you know, trust your doctor. And my doctor wants me to, but I'm like, nah, I'm good. But I swear I've got this weird theory here. And I hate to be all conspiracy-ish. But I feel like every time I get the flu shot, I get sick. Do you guys, like, live the web grill? Do you
yes.
have that problem? Or if you get the flu shot, are you fine?
Okay, so I have actually never once gotten the flu shot.
What?
Yeah, I know. So I don't know what it was, but when I was a kid, my mom just never had us get the flu shot. I always was convinced it was because she thought it would make us sick if we got the flu shot. It would actually give it to us and it would make us sick. So that's what I always thought.
Okay.
But then I asked her this past year and she said, no, I just never did it because I never really thought about it, and you guys never really got the flu. That's why.
All right. See, I just, and that's why I see people calling in. Good. 317-239-1009. I'm not saying not to get it. It's just in my head. Maybe you can help me, like, get over this, because I swear that whenever I've gotten it, I get immediately sick within a couple of days.
My sister decided to get one a couple years ago after never having one as a child, and she got sick. Just saying.
All right. Let's go to Alex this morning. Alex is on the Joe and Alex show. Alex, what's your expert opinion here?
Hello. I'm a nurse. I'm no doctors by any mean.
Hey, nurses are good, legit. My mom was a nurse for 30 years. Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, I do like to educate on the flu just because it's geared towards flu A and flu B, and not every year one is more susceptible than the other. So last year it was flu A. That was horrible. But that means people can have flu B still. Now, people can still get sick. They can still get the cold. It doesn't prevent against that. It prevents against the actual flu, you having a fever, chills, upset stomach, that sort of thing.
Gosh.
It's a good idea to get it because people that are immunocompromised, so people with cancer, they can't get that flu shot. So if you're protecting yourself from getting the flu and spreading it, you could be saving someone's life.
Never even thought of that. Okay, Alex, thank you. Angela's on the Joe and Alex show. Angela, drop some knowledge, please.
Hi, I'm an RN, and I just wanted to say that the flu vaccine is a live attenuated vaccine, which means that it does contain like a modified version of the original virus, but it cannot cause illness.
It can? So like it will not?
It will not cause illness. The only reason it manifests is because you might have a response to the actual injection, or you might have previously caught an illness and it only is just now manifesting. It's mostly coincidence.
Now, why is it when they give me a shot in my arm for like that? Is that like the flu like punching me in the arm? Like, why does it hurt and get all stiff?
Because somebody stabbed you in the arm.
Oh, okay.
And they injected medicine into your muscle, you know, you're bound to be sore.
Gosh.
Is that what it's like when you get like a steroid shot in your butt, like when you're lifting weights?
Do they do it in the butt?
Steroid shots hurt a lot worse. Yeah, they'll give you penicillin in your butt if they have to.
How do you know how bad they hurt?
Because I've had a penicillin injection before.
Oh!
All right.
Okay.
I had strep throat really bad.
All right. Thank you, Angela. I also want to hear from someone. 317-239-1009. If you're non-medical, you're like, yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, every time I get the flu shot,
dude,
I get sick.
There are some insane conspiracy theories around the flu shot. Like, this is a topic that will get people so triggered and so fired up because of the conspiracy theories against it. It's like, oh, this is actually giving people the flu shot because the government wants people to get sick because they're trying to control population. I'm pretty sure that's one.
Yeah, man. Too many people. Kate, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Are you against the flu shot, kind of, or what are your thoughts?
I actually don't have health insurance, and I know that there's a lot of places you can go and it's like free and stuff like that, but I haven't had health insurance in like over 10 years, and like because of that, I just always like don't get the flu shot. As I don't know, that's just like not something I pay out of my pocket for. I do a lot of other things to keep myself healthy.
Like what?
I'll pay out of my pocket to like go to the dentist and like I'm on birth control and like all that kind of stuff. So like I still pay for that kind of stuff because I feel like that's more important to me.
Yeah.
I also feel like I'm a fairly healthy person. I haven't had the flu in a really, really long time. I haven't had like vomiting, sick, like all that kind of stuff in a really long time either.
You better knock on some wood right now.
I know.
You can find some wood to knock on because I guarantee you, you'll get the flu this season now.
Hey, thank you, Kate, for calling in. Sometimes, too, for myself, just to be safe, like to protect myself, I'm like, oh, is that a vampire? I eat extra garlic. Like, I've never been bitten by a vampire in like 32 years.
That's pretty sick, bruh.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there. Free medical advice this morning here on the Joe and Alex show. All right, Liv the Web Girl, you would think, oh, she's so nice. She's so innocent. Not true if you work at a gas station. Liv the Web Girl stole this from a gas station. I don't even know how much it's worth, but I'm surprised the police have not come here yet to arrest you. Anything to say for yourself?
Don't jinx me.
All right, we'll talk about it in 3 minutes. Hang on. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. man. She's so sweet. She's so innocent. But on the side, Liv the Web Girl is a criminal. I can't believe you just breezed over this when we were talking. You know, we're like, hey, how was your weekend? Blah, blah, blah. Like, what'd you do? Tell everybody listening what you did, the crime you committed by stealing from a gas station.
And before you tell everyone what you did, what you actually did is one of my worst nightmares. I get so nervous because I'm from New Jersey and they pump your gas for you in New Jersey. So like when I moved out of New Jersey, I was like, oh my God, this, I can't do this, can't do this. Never have, but you did.
I think you guys are being so dramatic and that it's truly not a big deal at all. Like it, when it happened, I was like, oh. And like no big deal. So I Friday I was pumping gas and I just drove away with it still in my car.
317-239-1009. I wanna know if anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex show has actually driven away from the pump with the gas line still in.
I have so many questions.
I just truly think it's like outstanding that we're even talking about this on the radio because I don't think it's that big of a deal.
What, okay, no, this is extremely dangerous because you're dealing with fuel here and gasoline, which could ignite. So that's kind of why it's a big deal.
Okay, people
say... Like, let's say someone smoked a cigarette, flicked it on the ground, you drive by, here she comes with the fuel spewing out, and then kaboom!
Here's the thing. This might sound uneducated of me.
It's okay, no big deal.
I just don't think that gas is like that big of a deal or is that dangerous.
Do you watch YouTube?
Here's the thing. Here's why I think so many people, especially Porkchop and Joe in your all's age range, the late millennials, because of Zoolander, when Zoolander, it like blows up, the car blows up and all of his friends. Yeah, because he's smoking a cig and he flicks it too. I think that's what has you guys so triggered and worried about gasoline, but I really just don't think gas is that big of a deal.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Good morning. Who is this? Oh, I just lost you. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Shelby.
Shelby, all right. It sounds
and
like...
by the way, Joe, you did do awesome Thursday night at Shoot the Puck, just in case the girls doubted you.
Oh, everybody doubts me. I got a bunch of haters. All right, thank you for clarifying that. Hey, what do you do? Have you ever driven away from the pump with the gas line still in?
I actually used to work at a gas station, and people did that every day.
No.
See?
Yes. Every day.
Do you think it's that big of a deal?
It's not that big of a deal because we have these things called easy disconnects that as soon as the hose gets pulled off, it disconnects and it shuts off the gas.
Right, but say if some gas were to spill out, not that big of a deal.
No big deal.
That's a big deal?
It's no big deal.
Oh, it's no big deal,
if
but some gas spills out?
It's a little bit.
Told you.
Just a little bit.
Hold on.
Gas is
Listen,
no biggie. You guys
stop.
Are freaking out.
We need to have a conversation here, just in general in life. When you're in a motor vehicle,
yeah,
and you have a line attached to it, and you're so unaware of your surroundings and what the hell you're doing that you drive away with it,
right?
That is a big deal.
Here's the thing: I was on the phone.
Why were you on the phone?
What else are you doing when you're pumping gas? I was on the phone with my best friend Lizzie.
Oh, you're not supposed to be on your phone.
You're not supposed to be on your phone when you pump gas.
Static.
Liv, I'm turning against you.
Wait, why? You're not supposed to be on the phone while you pump gas?
Yeah, no, Liv is there smoking a cigarette on the phone, gas engine on, pumping her cigarette.
Wait, okay, one, you guys know cigs are not my deal, all about that Juul. Secondly, is that I never knew that that was a rule. Everyone talks on the phone.
You're not supposed to be on your phone while pumping gas.
No, wait, why not?
Because it triggers like a static or something.
There's static.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, also.
You had me on your side, but now I'm back to Joe's
okay,
side.
Okay, in my defense as well, I was on the phone with my best friend Lizzie, who lives out of town, and she was having drama with her boyfriend. What about that? Does that count?
You're about to have some of your own drama.
Interesting.
Like, I'm imagining, does the hose, that like, is it just waited. Waving in the wind?
It is. Like, it's like one of those things you see in a car, like, woo!
Wacky inflatable guy.
Yeah, lives like sideswiping cars with a gas thing everywhere. Sorry. Sorry about that. Wow. That's...
I learned a lot today.
Oh, yeah. We did too. Don't go to the same gas station where Liv goes.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Alec Baldwin was arrested in New York City Friday morning, according to TMZ. Witnesses say the actor got into an argument with another man over a parking spot. Sources say Alec had a friend holding the spot for him, but the other man swooped in, and Baldwin was not happy, and an argument ensued, and Baldwin actually punched the man in the jaw. The alleged victim, a 49-year-old man, was taken to the hospital. Alec tweeted, "Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purpose of clickbait entertainment. Fortunately, no matter how reverberating the echoes, it doesn't make the statement true. But he did get charged with a misdemeanor and misdemeanor assault and harassment, so I don't really know."
I've never heard words like that before. What was the first one with the A?
Egregiously.
Okay.
Egregiously, but that's with an E. Am I saying it right? Why are you laughing, Joe? Am I not saying it right?
I don't know what word you're trying to say, but I don't think that's
egregiously.
Producer Porkchop, do you...
Egregiously?
Show Producer Porkchop, please. Okay. Share with him. What's the word that we're trying to say this morning?
I don't know.
It's egregious. Whatever. Fine. We'll move on to the next story.
I'm sorry. I can't read either. I'm a dummy. I'm just saying. That's a good word.
Whatever. That's a word. Whatever. Okay, Ryan Reynolds released a humorous campaign video jokingly telling people not to support Hugh Jackman for the new movie, The Frontrunner.
Hugh Jackman's upcoming performance in The Frontrunner has fooled some people into thinking he deserves an award. But before voting begins, some people should consider these facts. Hugh Jackman isn't his real name. It's Hugh Michael Jackman. Hugh Michael speaks with a charming accent, but he's actually from Milwaukee. He then walked off the job on Wolverine, adding to unemployment. Is this the type of amazing actor and nice person we want delivering a preachy liberal speech this award season? Or maybe there's a real foreigner from a bordering country who would really love it a lot. Think before you vote. I'm not Ryan Reynolds, and I approve this message.
I absolutely loved that. I thought it was so funny, and I'm just obsessed with Ryan Reynolds, so I wasn't surprised he would do something like that. And then in a 60 Minutes interview, Pamela Anderson criticized the Me Too movement and what she sees as modern feminism and says it isn't for her, and she sees it as destructive for men.
No one forced me to do anything. I think this feminism can go too far. I'm a feminist, but I think that this third wave feminism is a bore. I think it paralyzes men. I think that this Me Too movement is a bit too much for me. I'm sorry. I'll probably get killed for saying that.
You will.
My mother taught me, don't go to a hotel with a stranger. If someone answers the door in a bathrobe and it's supposed to be a business meeting, maybe I should go with somebody else.
I'm sorry, Pamela Anderson, that you find sexual harassment and assault a bore, but it does happen to people and it is real, and that's amazing that it never happened to you. You're lucky, and be thankful that it hasn't happened to you, but it is very real for other people out there. Just saying.
I think it's very real, but I kind of get her point, even though she didn't say it the best way, about like she would never, like if she was in a room, like a room and a guy's like a bathroom, she's like, I'd be getting the hell out of there. But I think those other women probably wanted to get the hell out of there,
too.
Yeah,
but she's also someone who is extremely confident. And there's other women out there who are not confident and don't feel comfortable saying no to men when they're put in uncomfortable situations like that, especially if their career is on the line. What are you supposed to do? And Post Malone and his girlfriend, Ashlyn Diaz, broke up after 3 years together. It was reported Diaz broke up with him a month or two ago, but another insider claimed it was mutual. Post is recording a new album in Utah, and that put a strain on their relationship because he's been so busy. Diaz is reportedly pretty upset about the breakup and posted some drama about their relationship on Instagram, but she has since deleted the post, which I would be really upset too because Post Malone is the man.
Yeah, for sure. I hopefully they'll get back together. I like those relationships that last for a long time and actually work out right there. Let's go to some phone calls right now. I got people that want to help you out with the garbage. Bob, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Liz, the word's pronounced egregiously.
Egregiously. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Danielle, how do you say the word?
Egregiously.
What does it even mean? I don't even know what it means.
Oh, dear God. Don't ask me to do that right now.
Oh.
I just know how to say it.
All right, hold on. All right, thank you. Let's see, Chris, if you're there. Chris, how do you say the word?
I say it egregiously. Not sure of the definition.
Okay, so no one knows the definition, but isn't there a word like egregiously?
Aggregate?
Agriculture?
Aggregate?
No, I don't know what I was trying to say. Never mind. I give up.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Wait,
Chris said, we do too. Everybody listen.
We knew what it was.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you right there.
Yeah, and coming up in the garbage an hour from now, there's some new news about Ariana Grande.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Wow, that was awesome. All right, we're going to go down under for today's Murder Monday. David and Kathleen Burney are Australia's most feared serial killer couple. This is a story about murder, but also a harrowing survival story. See, now I can't speak this morning. Murder Monday is coming up in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
They're a couple who kills. Alex is going to tell us about David and Kathleen Burney, who are two of Australia's most notorious serial killers. They were sexual sadists with a thirst for blood. It's a brutal story, but Alex says it does come with a happy ending, so bear with us. And the reason, by the way, that we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers right here in central Indiana. They let you give anonymous tips. How do you do that? Call this number, 317-262-TIPS. All right, Alex, let's go down under.
David John Burney is born to a messed up family just east of Perth, Australia in 1950. To say that his family is dysfunctional is an understatement. His parents are drunks, and apparently there is loads of incest going on.
Oh, that sounds fun.
When David's parents got married, the local pastor straight up told them no because he knew how messed up they were and he didn't want any part of it. The house David lives in growing up is filthy, and his parents never even cook for him and his siblings. In the early 1960s, David's family decides to move to another Perth suburb, and that's when David meets a younger girl named Kathryn. She's 12 and he's 15. Kathryn grew up bouncing around between her dad and grandma because her mom died when she was two. Around the time that she meets David, she's already constantly getting in trouble with police. Her dad tells her he doesn't want her dating David, but that only makes their relationship stronger. She ends up going in and out of jail during her teenage years, and while she's doing that, David discovers that he's addicted to pornography and he's a paraphiliac, which, according to the dictionary, is the experience of intense sexual arousal to atypical objects, situations, fantasies, behaviors, or individuals.
So does that mean, like, man, that butter really gets me going?
It could. I'm pretty sure, yes.
Butter.
Can't believe it's not butter. Both David and Kathryn are in and out of prison for years for various crimes, and then they marry other people. But when they're both in their early 20s, they leave their spouses to be with each other. Immediately, they start planning out six sexual fantasies involving rape and murder. This is the start of a five-week period where the Burneys abduct five women ages 15 to 31. All of the victims are murdered and sexually assaulted except one, and trust me, this is wild from start to finish. The first victim is 22-year-old psychology student Mary Nielsen. She meets David at a spare car part place that he works at, and she's looking for some cheap tires for her car. So David gives her his phone number and tells her to come to his house. So on October 6th, 1986, Mary goes to the Burney's house looking for these tires that David says that he has for her. When she gets there, David gags her, chains her to the bed, and sexually assaults her as Kathryn watches. They take her to a national park where Mary begs for her life before she's sexually assaulted again, and then David strangles her with a nylon cord. After she drops dead at David's feet, he stabs her multiple times because he says that he read in a book somewhere that it speeds up decomp. Mary would have received her degree for psychology from the university 1 year after her murder. 2 weeks after the Burneys kill Mary Nielsen, they abduct 15-year-old Savannah Candy. Savannah's actually the daughter of one of Australia's best eye surgeons, which is really interesting. He's, like, super well-known.
Okay.
And she's hitchhiking along the highway when the Burneys spot her on the side of the road. They have been driving around for hours looking for a victim, and it just happened to be Savannah's unlucky day. As soon as she gets into the car, a knife is pushed to her throat, and the Burneys drive her back to their house where she's gagged, bound, and sexually assaulted just like Mary. When David is finished assaulting assaulting Savannah, Catherine gets into bed with them because she knows that this is a turn-on for David. Afterwards, David tries to strangle Savannah, but Savannah is a fighter, and they can't do it. They grab sleeping pills instead and force them down her throat. When Savannah passes out, David looks at Catherine and hands her a cord. He tells her to prove her undying love to him. Catherine kills 15-year-old Savannah Candy. David watches. And later, when asked about Savannah, Catherine says, "I wanted to see how strong I was within my inner self. I didn't feel a thing. It was like I expected. I was prepared to follow him to the end of the earth and do anything to see that his desires were satisfied. She was a female. Females hurt and destroy males." Savannah is buried in the national park next to Mary. A few weeks later, the Bernie see 31-year-old Nolene Patterson standing on the side of the highway with her car. She had run out of gas on her way home from her job as a bar manager. As soon as she gets into the car, a knife is held to her throat and she suffers the same fate at the Bernie's house as the last two girls. After this time, though, David seems to develop an attachment for Nolene. He keeps her alive in the house for 3 days. Catherine becomes jealous fast and tells him, "It's her or me." She says that if David doesn't kill Nolene, that she's going to kill herself. David immediately forces sleeping pills down Nolene's throat and strangles her while she sleeps. They take her body to the forest, but bury it away from the others. After she's buried, Catherine takes a handful of sand and throws it in Nolene's lifeless face. She says it gives her a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. On November 5th, the Bernies abduct 21-year-old Denise Brown as she's waiting for her bus. She's sexually assaulted multiple times and then murdered just like the others. After David puts her in her grave in the seclusion of the forest, she sits up in her grave.
What?
David Bernie grabs an axe, strikes her twice at full force on the skull, psh, psh, and buries her. The last victim of the Bernies is 17-year-old Kate Moore, but she comes up with a plan once she's inside the Bernies' house and outsmarts both of them. David and Catherine Bernie are on a sadistic 5-week killing spree in Perth, Australia, when they come across 17-year-old Kate Moore, who needs a ride. After holding her at knife point, Kate asks the Bernies if they're planning on assaulting or killing her. Catherine Bernie looks her dead in the eyes and says, "We'll only rape you if you're good." When they get to the Bernie's house, David forces Kate to call her mom while holding a knife to her throat. Kate doesn't drink. She's only 17, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So she tells her mom on the phone that she's had too much to drink, and that's why she needs to stay at a friend's house. She decides to say this because she's hoping her mom picks up on this lie and knows that something is wrong since she's not a drinker. So smart. This is one of the biggest reasons that I chose this story to do today, because what I love about Kate's survival story at the end of this crazy killing spree is the things that she does are just so incredibly intelligent, especially for a 17-year-old. And I think that these are really helpful tips if you ever find yourself in this situation. So she tells her mom that she's been drinking, thinking like her mom's obviously going to know something's up. So David forces Kate to dance for him and Catherine. He handcuffs her to him all night while they're sleeping in bed together. And the next morning, there's a knock on the door. Catherine gets up. It's someone at the house to buy drugs. But when Catherine gets up, she forgets to chain Kate back to the bed.
Uh-oh.
Kate runs to a locked window and tries to force open the lock. It opens. She crawls through and escapes. But on her way down, she hits her head on the concrete. She manages to get up and starts running to neighbors' houses. She's knocking on doors, wearing nothing but black leggings, a bra, and underwear. But no one is answering. Before giving up hope, though, she comes to a vacuum cleaner shop and tells the owner what happened. He calls the police, and when police arrive, they're skeptical about her story. They aren't sure they believe something so crazy. But here's what makes 17-year-old Kate a freaking badass superhero. While she was in the Bernie's house, she figured out not only their address and telephone number to tell police somehow. She memorized things that were hanging on the walls and says they have a Rocky movie on VHS tape. Things that you wouldn't think matter, but when you're describing the place that you had just been held captive and sexually assaulted, it does matter. In the best part, Kate drew a little picture and hid it in the house so that when police would go there and see it, they would know that she was telling the truth. There was a 22-year-old female constable. She's not fully a police officer. She's like a peace officer for like small towns. They usually have those. And she was on the scene at the vacuum shop interviewing Kate.
Okay.
And she believes everything Kate is saying. And she tells the other police officers that they have to go to the house and look for this drawing. Police go and they find the picture that Kate Kate drew in the Bernie's house and the Rocky tape. Everything that Kate had said about their house happened and was true. David says that Kate came to their house consensually for sex, and Catherine says she's never even seen her before. But a detective gets David to confess to everything and even show him where the other four girls' bodies are buried. David Bernie pleads guilty to 4 counts of murder and 1 count of abduction and rape. When asked why he had pled guilty, he gestured toward the victims' families in court and said, "It's the least I could do." He was sentenced to 4 terms of life imprisonment. After being found sane enough to stand trial, Catherine Bernie was also sentenced to 4 terms of life imprisonment. While incarcerated, the Bernies exchanged more than 2,600 letters to each other, but they were not allowed any other form of contact. David Bernie was found dead in his cell in October 2005 at 4:30 a.m. He was 54 years old. He had hanged himself from an air vent using a length of cord. Catherine was not allowed to attend his funeral. Since being incarcerated, you're never going to believe this, Catherine has worked as a prison librarian and appeared in a prison production of the musical Nonsense. Now, is this a Australia thing that they do musicals in prison? What the heck? That is like the funniest thing to me ever and the weirdest. So she was in Nonsense, and that's pretty much where we are. Now, they both, like I said, were married to other people before they married each other, and each of them had had kids. And I know that one of their kids, I can't remember whose kid it is, but they had said that they are not having kids on purpose because they are so scared that it's going to have their parents' DNA and like be crazy
that.
So they are married now. Yeah, so one of their kids is married now, but has come out to the public and said, like, I will not be having kids because it's my biggest fear that they're going to turn out like my parents. So super disturbing stuff. I know that, I think it was, they had tons of kids together between their two previous marriages. And the one that said that, I think, was the youngest, that they were 10 years old at the time of their parents' arrest.
That's just an incredible story right there, Alex, for Murder Monday, because there's not that often that we hear survival stories. Sure, there were victims, but to think that way under pressure, I mean, no offense to you, but I think, like, God forbid somebody did like kidnap you, do you think you would be able to quit panicking and freaking out and think to do that?
I think I would freak out at first, but then I think I would be okay, only because I'm so obsessed with stories like this, and I have like banked in my memory so many details about how people survive these situations. And again, I've talked about this on the show before when I talked about survival stories, but you have got to look up on YouTube or in like the Lifetime app, you need to watch the show I Survived. It isn't on TV anymore, but it's all these episodes detailing how people survive crazy things like this, either serial killer attempts, attempted murder, or it's like, you know, wilderness survival stories and stuff. But it's a fantastic show if you like stories like this.
That is Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. And let me tell you this. I would like to think that I love everybody on the show, but there's one person in particular lately that's been agitating a lot of people on the show.
A lot of people? Take it easy. Take it easy.
Well, you can probably guess who it is if they're popping up and defending themselves. Liv the Web Girl did one of the most disgusting things.
Oh my.
You know what it is, actually, more than anything, Producer Porkchop? I would say one of the most disrespectful things that you could do to your fellow human being. This goes right next to, I'd say, spitting in somebody's face is number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Then what you did is like number two or number three.
That is just not true at all.
I agree.
What about stabbing someone?
I would rather be stabbed than what you did to us.
So
to
dramatic.
To be honest, or shanked or something. And you can let us know if you think this is really disrespectful or if we're overreacting to this at 317-239-1009. Or maybe how you would have handled the situation that me and Producer Porkchop unfortunately found ourselves in. Producer Porkchop, you were there. You went through a traumatic experience with me. Why don't you tell the people right now what happened?
And I'm not even gonna, like, this isn't even like a gender thing. This is like, nobody should have done this.
Yeah, this doesn't mean like, oh, she's a woman, gross. This is any human being.
So, we're all sitting there in the office having a meeting.
Oh my gosh.
Important stuff going down.
And then all of a sudden, I smell something very foul. But no one says anything. So immediately, my first thought, no offense, is...
I know what you're thinking.
Had to be Joe.
Yes, you know why? Because fat people get blamed for everything. Any smell that's not pleasant, oh, it's the fatty.
Well, then my second guess was, ooh, maybe it was the boss.
Oh, you thought maybe our boss dropped a little something special.
And I can't say anything. I've only been here at this point for 4 days, so you know I'm not saying anything first, and I know it wasn't me. So, like, 2 minutes goes by, and finally Liv pipes up and says, does anyone smell that? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, you just said something about it now? Like, why wouldn't you warn us?
2 minutes after we've died from gas poisoning, yeah. Explain yourself.
I have a couple disclaimers here. Disclaimer one, Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, if you are listening, turn off the radio right now. Switch the station. Two, I did not want to talk about this on air. I literally did not want to talk about this. I barely...
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have farted in our meeting.
Oh my.
In a closed door meeting, too. I don't know how we're not dead.
I am so embarrassed. Okay, disclaimer number three. I am lactose intolerant, which means I cannot have dairy. I am also gluten intolerant, which means I can't have gluten. If you don't know what gluten is, it's bread, it is crackers, it's in chips, it's in noodles, it's literally in everything. Like, so many things have gluten. So I can't have two of those things. That is so hard to have a regular diet, daily diet, without gluten and dairy, especially because I spend a lot of meals with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, at his house. And it's hard because he can have dairy and he can have gluten. So sometimes it gets in the mix. Oh my gosh.
All right. So now that you're making me look like a bad guy, now I have to offer some suggestions.
Wait, right. Hold on. Did you fart again?
No, I didn't. I did not.
I started to smell something weird.
So this is what happens. When I have dairy and I have gluten, some things happen that are extremely foul and like really repulsive. And I'm sorry about that. But also know that when that is happening, my body is in pain. I like get the sweats.
Well, I mean,
like my stomach cramps up. It hurts.
I think if anyone has to pass gas, like that kind of happens to them, you know, when they try to hold it in. So maybe at that point, that's why you excuse yourself. Go to the bathroom real quick. Give a little warning.
Here's the thing. When we're on the radio, I can't just be like, oh, okay, let me excuse myself.
Yeah, you could. Honestly, after what happened last week, I would ask you to leave mid anything.
When this is happening, I would literally be leaving during every single segment.
Okay, then
maybe multiple times per segment.
Then that's what we need to do for everybody's safety.
It's not that bad.
I legit have to go to my doctor because my wife made food the other day and I couldn't smell it.
Nose hairs burnt out.
You guys, it is not that bad.
Well, I think
you guys are being traumatic.
Everyone says their own farts smell good.
Yeah. Ew, what?
Oh,
that's disgusting.
No,
well,
no.
Wait a minute. Now it's disgusting?
Now it's disgusting.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that? 317-239-1009.
That is some messed up, weird stuff, Pork Chop. I don't know what you're into, but...
Well, maybe not necessarily good, but everyone can tolerate their own.
Oh, yeah, no, for real. Like, everybody can handle their own stuff. And women, too, not just a bunch of guys. Like, 317-239-1009. I just want to hear from, like, one or two women that are like, yeah, it's not that bad. Like, I can handle my own smell.
I mean, I can definitely handle it, but I don't like it.
You know, when I was in first grade, this little girl, like, she let out a toot in class, and everyone laughed at her. And I think from that moment on, that's when I knew I could not fart in public.
Okay, here's the thing. Mine are silent, though. So mine are totally silent, thank goodness. And also, I know when my toots are going to be deadly. So I'm prepared for it.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Hey, this is Holly.
Holly, do you got some stinky toots?
I just wanted to give Liv a big hug and just say, you know, flatulence awareness, the stigma should be broken. Because I, too, suffer from gluten intolerance. And some foods are just, they tear me up. And my poor husband, God love him, he's patient. But it's not your fault. And you're not alone.
Holly.
And the flatulent stigma should be broken.
Do you at least tell your husband, though, like, hey, I'm about to rip one?
Yeah. But I go to work sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to get to this meeting with all these important people.
Yes!
So, yeah.
Holly, I feel your pain. Flatulence awareness.
My first name, by the way, but yes, flatulence awareness.
Awareness. Right. I love you. You're my best friend. And also, you're giving me hope. Truly.
I don't want to
You're not alone.
I don't want to feel like the bad guy here, so let's come up with something that we all know. Like, we'll make it a secret. Like, let's say we're in the meeting next time. Like, if you go like this, like, raise your elbow twice.
Okay. You know, that's super casual. Yeah, just raise my elbow in the middle of the meeting.
Liv, go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah. No one will notice.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex show, do you get jealous when your significant other does this? I think there might be a problem with somebody's relationship if they're getting jealous about this. We're going to delve deeper into that coming up next on the Joe and Alex show.
Call the Joe and Alex show on radio now, 317-239-1009.
Can we talk about jealousy? Can we talk about relationship issues? Or maybe this is just being overblown. I would doubt that, but the photo, is it posted now, Liv the Web Girl, on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram?
Yes, you can see the photo that we're about to talk about, and also you can comment to see if you do this or you do not do this.
Okay. I'm going to let producer Porkchop go ahead. He's new to the Joe and Alex Show. This is 1 week. Still smells new. Still smells fresh. But you got a little argument with your significant other. Is this right, or what's happening?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of an argument within myself, I guess.
What's the problem?
So I was at Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, just at the bar watching the game, and my boyfriend sends me a text message, and it's a picture message of him, and then it says, oh, and it's like he's getting ready to post it on Instagram, and he says, yay or nay, and so I said,
love that.
I said, damn, so nay, lol, and I was like, I mean, just kidding, it's a real good pick, babe. So then he goes and posts it.
So you don't like the photo that your boyfriend put up online?
Well, no, I mean, I like it, but why does, you know, why is the picture so, like, it's obviously very seductive.
Okay, and so you don't like that he's posting seductive photos online?
Right, I mean, we've been in a relationship for 6.5 years.
So,
I mean, like, when you post a photo like that, to me, that's like not a cry for attention, but like, you would post that as your Tinder profile.
Right. You want attention.
You want people, you want certain people to notice the photo. And if he's taken, then it's like, why are you posting seductive photos?
Like, not, it's not necessary. It's not like he's an Instagram model or it's his job, he gets paid for it or anything. You know, he just posted that picture and fine, you can post a picture, but why one so seductive and so good looking, you know?
Okay, I will say, you said, nay, I'm just kidding. That message is very confusing.
Well, it was in a separate. it said don't post it. But then underneath it, you know, kind of just like, just kidding, letting him know it's a really good picture.
Right. So just kidding. So maybe he thought, oh, just kidding. Go ahead and post it. Can't you see how that could have been a little confusing, Porkchop?
I guess, but I don't know. I don't. Why?
Is this a double standard when it comes to guys posting stuff compared to girls? Like 317-239-1009. Like Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
Would Jewel Daddy get upset? You're in a relationship and you're a beautiful girl. What if you had like a bikini photo with your butt or your boobs out there? First of all, hypothetically, if you did post something like that, like, would he have a problem?
See, I think that he would have a problem if I were to post a seductive photo of like my body parts.
Yes.
Like in a bikini with like my boobs hanging out, or like in like a thong bikini with like my butt being like the main focus of it, I think he have a problem with it. I think he'd be like, oh, like, nice, what is that? I don't know if he would necessarily be like, take it down, but this hasn't happened in our relationship yet, so I don't know exactly. I'm just assuming. But I know that this is a huge problem for a lot of relationships.
Let's talk to Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what do you want to say about the situation here with the photo that's up there?
I was just thinking that maybe his boyfriend just needs a little bit more attention, whether it be from you or from, you know, the public. He's lacking somewhere. So he just needs someone in life to tell him, you know, you're looking good and, you know, everything's going good.
All right. You know what? That's actually a pretty interesting point right there. It's like a different angle to think of. I wouldn't think that. I would just think if the boyfriend and a girlfriend, whoever is like, quote unquote, the attention seeker, like to me, they're looking for attention.
See, I also think, too, sometimes I take selfies and I'm like, damn, girl, you're looking cute. Like, I'm just proud of it and I think it's a good picture. So I want to share it, not to get attention from boys. Honestly, if anything, most of the people that are on social media, at least on my page, are girls. It's to post for my friends to see and like other girls to see. And it is just because it's like, I can take a cute picture. Like, it's kind of like I'm proud of it.
All right, listen, we got a bunch of people on hold. Hang on if you're there right now. I want to talk to you. Plus, I want to get producer Porkchop back on the air. I want him to hear what you're saying. 317-239-1009. Do you get jealous when your significant other posts an attractive pic online and actually see the picture we're talking about right now? If you go follow us, Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, you can see producer Porkchop's boyfriend in the photo, which, look at those eyes. It's like, come hither.
Yeah, he does look super cute.
Go check that out, at Joe and Alex Show. What are we getting Live the Web Girl on our social media?
Yeah, so we have the photo posted of Porkchop's boyfriend at Joe and Alex Show, and some people are commenting on it. Scott says, can I get his number?
No, obviously not.
See, this is what happens when you post these photos up there. Everybody wants some of the pork chop.
And then Kelsey said, only when it's not sent to me personally as well is when I get mad. He, my husband, can post whatever he wants. I just want it sent to me as well. He feels the same way. So it's not a jealousy thing. It's more of a, dang, you're looking spicy. I need that picture on my phone type of thing. And then Nader says, this pic is racy, but completely okay. And then Layla says, I don't see the issue. Porkchop, let your boo live his best life.
Okay.
Yeah, let him do his thing. I'm living my best life. There we go. Let's talk to Josh this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
We're doing good. We're trying to figure out what's going on here with producer Porkchop and his boyfriend, the photo. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet, but is it a big deal when people do that, or you don't care?
Well, okay, let me preface this with, I'm the person that was in a 20-year relationship that was very, very badly burned.
Oh, okay.
And this is still my stance on it. It's only human to seek attention. Some seek it more than others. I feel like he should be proud of his man.
Man.
I mean, obviously, 6.5 years into the relationship, trust probably isn't really a big issue. There's always going to be that negative attention, but it's how he handles it that he's got to put his trust in. So for him to put a post of a photo of himself that, you know, especially asking him, basically, I don't want to say permission, but you know, his approval, I think you should be proud of him and say, yeah, that's my man. Maybe even comment and say, I love how you look today. Or, you know what I mean? Like, just be proud of his man.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say that you need to comment on it and be like, damn, my man looks good. Or like, my man looks fire. That way, people know he's taken.
Okay.
Check one. Two, he's like, oh, like, he sees it, you know?
Okay,
he thinks I look
good. Good point.
I'm not really good at this because I'm married and I'm old, but like, would he be like, yas, daddy? Then like flame emojis, how's that work?
It's probably not my style.
You could say daddy AF and then have like the tongue out emoji.
There you go. I guess that's cool.
What would the tongue out be for?
Like,
I'm just wondering.
I'm trying to make a licking sound. It's not working.
Okay. Chelsea's on the Joe and Alex Show. Chelsea, what do you think about this photo being posted up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're just trying to figure out, you know, when is this going to be a breakup or what's happening here?
Oh, God, not at all. So I want to preface it, too. I'm actually an Instagram model. I'm actually married, too. Yeah. So
what do you model?
I model for Envy Models over in Cincinnati. I do a ton of gigs over there and then, of course, on social media, too.
Oh.
So I have a lot of brands I promote, too.
Yeah. What's your handle?
My handle is, actually, I liked the picture that you guys posted on yours, but it's Miss_Chelsea_Adriana_.
Check you out.
A lot of underscores there. Okay. Dang. Okay, cool. We have a lot of models here. But anyway, sorry to keep on interrupting you. What do you think?
Honestly, like, I've had this conversation with my husband a bunch of times before because initially when we first got together, you know, I had to, of course, make the stipulation like, hey, I'm not going to be posting pictures of myself in my underwear, like bareback, just giving it out to the world. But if it is, you know, a contract for Victoria's Secret or another underwear line, you know, I do have to promote that. But I will do it in a tasteful way that it's not going to make you feel uncomfortable. And of course, like, I'm going to let you know ahead of time. I want you to see it and I want you to like it. Like, ultimately, it's for him anyway.
Whoa.
My girl.
Sorry, I just peeped on your Instagram. There's one where you're with some girls, I think at Route 91. Are you on
that?
Are you standing up or on your back in this photo?
Oh, I'm the one standing up on the right.
Oh, okay, okay. Because like the other two girls, I can see their nipples, I think.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, cool.
Those are my Vegas girls.
I like the photo, so there's that. All right, hey, Chelsea, we appreciate that. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's do one more. Let's talk to Renee. And Renee, what do you think about producer Porkchop's boyfriend putting this photo up online? It's kind of attractive. It can be maybe make some people jealous. What do you think?
Okay, so I will say that I personally know somebody that did these kind of things. However, it was an issue because then random dudes were going, like, sending her messages via Instagram because of pictures, and the way that she was responding to those dudes was the issue. I feel like when people post photos like that, sometimes it is because they are seeking attention. Maybe he is trying to get attention from Porkchop. Like, hey, you know, maybe there's something been going on that
I do good.
You haven't been giving him a ton of attention, so he posted a picture to try to get your attention. But I think it's also the way that they respond to other people that comment on the pictures. Like,
we all like that. We all like the attention, right? I mean, that's something that's good. Thank you, Renee. Just be honest here. Don't beat yourself up. Producer Porkchop, have you been not giving enough attention to your significant other?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, everybody would say that. I would say that too with my wife, Lindsay, but I know I fail at that.
I feel like I wouldn't be so... I feel like I wish he posted a picture of me and him. Like, you know.
I get that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like you go home today, like after work, and, you know, you come back with, I don't know what, some flowers, maybe something nice like that.
Oh, good idea.
I'm trying to think of, like, what else you could have there just to really, you know, make it a wonderful time.
Maybe. Yeah, make it shown that you are giving him attention. Do something a little extra you normally wouldn't do.
Like that shirt you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
Don't have the T-shirt underneath of it.
No.
Just have that red button up right there.
Ooh.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you have chest hair? Or do you shave your chest?
No, I have some chest hair. Yeah.
All right. Keep the chest hair.
I think chest hair is sexy.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Get a
Joe
candle.
Joe has a lot.
Yeah. I have hair everywhere except for my head. Then maybe get a candle.
Okay.
Have it on fire.
All right.
All right. That's normally what you do with candles.
Then
yes.
Then just drip the candle wax
on you.
Yep. Okay.
Some people are into that.
Should I buy a ring too?
Yes!
What's
a ring!
What's the ring for?
An engagement ring!
Oh, I was thinking of a different type of ring. Okay.
Oh!
Sorry.
No.
What's coming up in the garbage? Liv the Web Girl filling in for Alex today.
This artist feels like he was racially profiled at a casino. Ariana Grande opens up about her mental health.
It's the Joe and Alex show. Who cares about this garbage?
Drake has accused a casino in Vancouver of racially profiling him. The rapper said the Park Vancouver Casino refused him service. Drake wrote on Instagram, "Park Casino is the worst run business I have ever witnessed," and adding that the establishment was profiling me and not allowing me to gamble when I had everything they originally asked me for. The casino then apologized for Drake's experience and said that they have strict regulations when it comes to gaming in the British Columbia. They said they have reached out to Drake to get the issue resolved. I think he was kind of being dramatic, but that's just me.
Oh, you think? I mean, listen, there's a fast food place down the road, which is the worst run business. Trust me, I waited in line 10 minutes this morning. Way worse than that casino.
Bohemian Rhapsody, the new movie, rocked the weekend box office, easily taking the top spot. The Freddie Mercury biopic opened in first place with $50 million, while Disney's The Nutcracker and The Four Realms opened in second with $20 million. I saw this movie, and it was absolutely amazing. I recommend anyone to go see it, even if you're not a Queen fan. Tiffany Haddish's latest movie, Nobody's Fool, opened in third with $14 million, and A Star is Born fell two spots to fourth with $11.1 million. And Demi Lovato is out of rehab 3 months after she overdosed, and she's over 90 days sober. Sources say she just got back to LA a couple days ago, and she seems to be doing well so far. Demi Lovato was actually spotted at a restaurant in Beverly Hills Saturday night with clothing designer Henry Levy. They were spotted holding hands and enjoying sushi while smiling and laughing through dinner. So at first when I read this, I thought that, like, oh, people are just trying to make rumors and just trying to speculate. But I saw a photo of them holding hands, and I can actually post that to our Joe and Alex show Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
And it does kind of look like a romance is going on there.
Are you sure it's not just somebody like, hey, I got you. I'm supporting you through this process.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Or like 1 second of them holding hands. But it seems like romantic.
Because even sometimes there's like a make out, like, hey, I'm supporting you make out. You know, like, that's not like romantic.
Well, okay. But you can decide for yourselves at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram story. I'll post it. And Ariana Grande, in an interview with the BBC, talked about her struggle with anxiety and staying mentally healthy.
It feels so silly because I feel like the luckiest, like most blessed girl in the world, you know? So I almost feel guilty that I have it. It's just in your head, and that's just so crazy how powerful it is. No matter how good things are,
yes,
it just can like totally change everything.
Absolutely.
So it takes hard work and practice and therapy and self-care and yeah, and so much love.
I absolutely love that and totally agree with all of that. And Ariana Grande surprised fans by releasing a new song Saturday night called Thank You Next. Here's a clip of the lyrics referencing 4 of her exes. And I just want to let you know that every single one of my friends is now obsessed with this new song. Here's a clip.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain.
It's not too bad.
No, and coming up in the garbage an hour from now, Pete Davidson actually talked about Ariana Grande again on SNL this past weekend.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
All we're doing is talking about Ariana Grande today on the Joe and Alex Show. We're going to give you tickets actually to see her at Bankers Life Fieldhouse coming up in April of 2019 and a chance to fly and see her anywhere in the country. That's coming up in about 6 minutes. So hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. 317-239-1009.
Ariana Grande tickets up for grabs. It's going to be here April 12th, 2019 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you got the first shot right now to win those tickets. How cool would that be?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Oh, for sure. All right, Live the Web Girl's got a game today.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you kind of explain to Monica and everybody else how we're going to be playing this game. First of all, is it about Ariana Grande?
Yes, it's about Ariana Grande. So it's called Guess the X.
Ooh.
So you have to guess which X it is of Ariana Grande's. I'm going to read a fact or a statement, and you have to tell me which X of hers it's about. Okay, I have 6 questions. So should we say if they get 4 out of the 6 or?
Let's do 3 out of 5 to make it easier.
Okay, we'll do 3 out of 5.
I'm feeling like an easy kind of a peasy day.
Okay, so this is the first question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this ex of Ariana Grande had his father die during 9/11.
Pete Davidson.
Correct. Yes.
Dang, girl.
Okay, and then this ex has a famous song about our current president.
Matt Miller.
Yes.
Wow, one more and you win. This is too easy.
Yeah, this is actually really, really good. Okay, I'm trying to pick one out here.
Oh, you're trying to make it harder now. They don't want you to win, Monica. they don't want you to see Ariana Grande.
All right, ready? This is your last or your third one. You could win right here. This ex dated someone from Glee after they broke up.
Oh, man.
3, 2, need a guess in 1.
I have no clue.
It was Big Sean.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay, now here's your next one. All right, you have to, this one, if you get it right, you'll win. Okay, this ex has struggled with drug and alcohol addiction and has had a DUI in the past 6 months.
Oh, man. I know Mac Miller did, but I don't know if it was the last 6 months.
All right. Well, I need your final answer. Ready?
3, 2, need a guess. 1.
Jack, I don't know.
You could have said Mac Miller. You were right, girlfriend. I just need you to say it.
All right, this is scary because you started out hot. Now you've gotten really, really, really cold. And if you get this wrong, we have to hang up on you, Monica. I really want you to win.
I know, me too.
All right, this last one. This ex's main tagline is, "Oh, God." Do you want to play it, Joe?
Oh, God.
Yes. Come on, girlfriend. You got this. Who says, "Oh, God"? Who would say that, all right? Who would, God. Like, maybe not, probably not, a comedian might not say, "Oh, God." Like, what type of career would say, "Oh, God," would have, like, a tagline
Let's
like that?
Let's see if this helps you at all.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Oh, God. God. Oh, 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 God.
Oh,
God. Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.
Pete Davidson?
Oh,
what'd she say?
She said Pete Davidson.
Oh, no.
I just I just have to let you know, we have an intern named Carrie, and he was currently on the floor laughing so hard.
Monica.
Oh,
Monica. Monica.
I'm sorry, girlfriend. You did not get it.
Oh,
should we give her one more question?
Please.
One more.
I'm going to have to lean to producer Porkchop here. Do we do that, or do we just give it to the next person on hold?
It would be against FCC violation for us to do that, because we already... You know, we've already stated the contest.
Okay. Monica. Okay. I'm sorry, Monica.
I'm sorry, Monica. Bye.
Bye.
How did she not get that?
I don't know. I'm really concerned.
All right. Let's go to line number 7. Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and by the power invested in me on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, you won.
Woo! I did? Oh, wow. You're kidding.
Yes, congratulations. Well, we're going to hook you with Ariana Grande tickets.
Oh, my God. I got really lucky. I'm going to tell you, this is like the third time I've called in and played a game in the past couple weeks, and I've lost every other time.
Oh, my God. Can you answer this question? This ex of Ariana Grande's is famous for being on Saturday Night Live.
That, I know, is Pete Davidson. That's the only person I would probably be able to
Thank
guess correctly.
Goodness. You
right.
know that one.
All right. Congratulations this morning, Amanda. We're hooking you up with the chance to see Ariana Grande April 12th, 2019 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Also, you're qualified, and this goes for all winners that do get it, to see Ariana Grande anywhere in the U.S. She's got shows in New York, L.A., Chicago. I mean, you get to pick a city if you win. And there's more chances happening today at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
These stories don't make themselves up. Like, I don't know how it happens. There's an assistant principal in Louisiana whose school has been doing Alcohol Awareness Week last week.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, the teacher's like, you know what? Maybe I'll take part in this. I don't know. The cops in the Pierre part in southern Louisiana got a call Monday about a dangerous driver on the highway. They wound up following in the car all the way to the elementary school parking lot. And a woman driving, this 49-year-old Rachel Turley, happens to be the assistant principal at that school. And yeah, that was not a good day, because that was the kickoff of Alcohol Awareness Day. Mm. And guess what? Her blood alcohol level was almost 3 times the legal limit. So, the assistant principal was arrested for driving while intoxicated in careless operation.
She needed the awareness.
Some people believe, you know, by leading by example, and that's what she did.
Right. She wanted to show the awful effects that can happen if you do something like that.
Yep.
So now her life is destroyed.
She should have been with me. I have a keychain breathalyzer.
Wait, you have what?
A keychain breathalyzer.
Why do you have that?
Just because. So when you go out and drink, you blow it.
That's amazing. Also, I want to know, how come you did not whip that out when we were all together on Saturday night?
I should have whipped it out.
Well, I don't want to blow the thing. Same thing he's blowing.
Oh, I bring I bring alcohol wipes.
Perfect. What? How come we didn't do this?
I don't know.
This woman could have used that.
I actually think we should do that right now, because I suspect somebody in this room might have a little alcohol in their system.
I've got it out in my car.
All right, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, we're all going
to
blow.
Fine, we can. I mean, I don't know what you guys think is going to happen. I brushed my teeth this morning.
Oh, is that what it is? It was the Act mouthwash that got you? Fooled by Crest again, dang it. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, coming up next, this is no joking matter, but have you ever heard of a mervert?
A murder pervert?
No. This lady says that she's being harassed by merverts.
No, I don't know what that is.
This is serious stuff. I'm going to tell you about in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. One thing that they never tackled in The Little Mermaid, at least from what I've seen in those movies, is harassment.
Are you kidding me? Ursula is harassing her the entire time.
Oh, she's being a bully, but I mean like sexually.
Okay. Yeah, probably not for a child's movie. Well, probably not going to see that.
I think it might have, would have been in there, would have helped out a lot. A professional mermaid woman says creeps, also known as merverts, are the worst part of the job. I repeat, merverts.
Is that a real term?
She is. She's a professional mermaid, and she says she is constantly bombarded with unwanted attention from merverts.
Which are?
I guess these are perverts who have a sexual fetish for aquatic creatures. Stephanie Norman, 32, makes a living by performing as a mermaid called Raina, and even has a $25,000 collection of tails.
Damn.
That's crazy. She has attracted the attention of cyber creeps asking to hump her belly, some have said.
Ew.
One told her, "You're delicious, even without tartar sauce."
That's a good one. I like that guy.
Guy's like, "Hello, I'd like to date you. I'd like to go out with you, but I'm a married man." And then one guy said, "I'd love to watch you swim."
Ew, that's so weird. But also, this is not surprising. Are we supposed to act surprised by this? I mean, do you know how many girls dress up as mermaids on Halloween? Do you know why they dress up as mermaids on Halloween? Because mermaids are sexy and they're hot. They wear bikini tops and have like a nice figure at the bottom with pretty colors. Let's not act like guys haven't for centuries been fantasizing about mermaids.
I'll tell you right now, as a straight male, mermaids don't do it for me.
You're telling me that you haven't seen Ariel and been like, ooh. When you were a kid, you were like, oh, wow, Ariel's so pretty and gorgeous.
I mean, I'm into redheads, but, like, she lost me with that tail.
I'm telling you. Guys think mermaids are sexy. That's why so many girls dress as mermaids on Halloween.
No man is attracted. 317-239-1009. I would like one person to call and be like, yeah, I kind of like mermaids. I like how they smell like fish.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't think every man is going to comment creepy things on this girl's mermaid photos. I think that creepy guys will post creepy things on anyone's photo, and these are just the creeps that are coming out. But normal guys would see those photos and be like, wow, she looks good.
I guess I look at this story and I take it as a learning thing that I never realized that there were merverts out there. I mean, I know there's perverts.
Yeah, it's 2018. There's pretty much perverts for anything
out there. In water, out of water, on land, in the air. I mean, do birds have to watch out next?
Probably.
I mean, are they up for grabs? Who knows? All right. I actually have a photo I'm going to put up online. You can check this out on our website, of this mermaid saying that merverts are all up in her business, getting all creepy. It's just, it's a problem. Bam, 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 bam. Bow, 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 bow. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and today was interesting for Murder Monday. We went down under. Good day, mate. Shall I kill you?
Australia.
I don't know if that's even a good Australian thing, but you can check it out. The murderers, David and Catherine Burney, is up online right now at RadioNowIndy.com. One cool thing I want to let you know about, and actually I'm asking you to kind of pass this message on if you know somebody, the Shops at Perry Crossing Tree Lighting Performance Contest. It's going on now through Saturday. Here's what you or somebody you know do. Post a 60-second or less video of you singing or performing an original holiday tune, original holiday material. Mention on social media, for Facebook is at RadioNow1009. Same thing for Twitter and Instagram. And tag, like use the hashtag Shops at Perry Crossing. That's hashtag Shops at Perry Crossing. That's what we're going to be looking for. It'll give you a chance to perform at the Shops at Perry Crossing annual tree lighting, which is going on Saturday, November 17th. And this contest, as I mentioned, ends this Saturday, November 10th. So you got to get on it. But if you know anybody, 60 seconds or less is all we're looking for. And they could perform in front of tons and tons of people while we have fun out there and have a great time getting into the holiday mood. If you miss anything on the Joe and Alex Show, go check it out on our website, RadioNowIndy.com. And, of course, follow us on social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Alex is out today on vacation, but I know she's doing it from Cabo. Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.